Yeah, man. It's a thin line between love and hate, bro. I'm just thinking about cancel culture and just things in general, how people, I don't know how I came to thinking about this. Let's see. What was I looking at? Don't remember. But I know I ended up talking about cancel culture and how it's so easy for people to be like, you can do it. Made me question what makes a good person a good person, what makes a bad person a bad person. It seems very simple on paper, but when you really think about it, it's not as simple, you know. Because when you think about cancel culture, you can think about any celebrity, you know. Think about any celebrity, they're all good their entire career. They've been in the whatever, they've been a celebrity for 25 years. Everybody love them. Everybody whatever. Oh, they're such a great person. I love this person. I have so much respect for them. Then one thing comes out, one headline, one whatever, one thing that they did wrong, that they heard did wrong, and then all of a sudden, boom, I lost all respect for this person. I used to love this person. Now all that shit is gone. You feel me? And sometimes it's for things that you know, that makes sense as to why they would feel that way, you know, like if that person turns out to be a pedophile or, you know, a rapist or something like that, you feel me? But sometimes it's also over petty shit, like over something that somebody might have said or and was taken out of context, you know, they might just read a headline about this person and they like, I lost all respect for this person. They might see a minute long video on TikTok, you know, watching fucking Tic Tacs or watching YouTube shorts, you know, and people try to get so much context out of such little information provided, you know, which is a fucked up place that we're going towards, you know, but that's a conversation for another day. Anywho, you know, it doesn't take much for somebody to lose all respect for someone in the public eye, you know. And it made me think, like, if I was ever to be in the public eye, I would rather you not give a fuck about me than slowly but surely gain respect for me and love for me than to automatically, you know, I just love this person. Like, just hop on the bandwagon that quickly because you're not gonna last long, bro. You're not gonna last long. You're gonna hate me real quick. Because the thing is, bro, like, even though I see myself as a good person, and most people who know me, I would bet my money on any random person who's ever known me in my life would say that I'm a good person overall, you know, that I have good character, or that I'm not a shitty person, to say the least, you know. But the thing is, you know, you speak your mind long enough, you do something long enough, and you know, once people stop agreeing with you on one specific thing, their respect just drops so quickly, you know. They don't even try to listen and hear you out or give you a chance to express yourself a little deeper, you know. They're so cutthroat, and you know, I guess that's just how life is. But I was gonna say something and I forgot. But somebody close to me said that I might have ADD or something. I don't know about all that. But you know, it's scary how quick it is for people to try to, you know, and cancel culture, the whole idea of cancel culture is really stupid. And I don't even know if I really believe in it. I feel like it's one of those things where if you give it power, then it'll get to you. You feel me? Because the thing is, you know, like what the Whoopi Goldberg thing, I don't even know exactly what went down. I think she said something about the Holocaust and she didn't understand it well enough. You know, she was kind of ignorant about the whole thing, which is fine. Ignorance is actually fine, you know, as long as you're not shitting on it and you're not being negative towards it, because like it from what I understand, I think she was seeking information, more information about it, and she said something that was kind of insensitive, but not intentionally, you know, and people canceled her. But like I feel like when it comes to cancel culture, it's something that only matters when you care about it, you know. If you are somebody who stands on principles and you're in control of your own life as well, you know, if you're really in control of like your whole situation, you know, like if you're not betting on a crispy, clean public image for your livelihood, you know, you can live off of that, you know. Like Kanye West can't be canceled, bro. Even though people have tried and will try, he cannot be canceled. Why? Because one, he's somebody who, you know, he's built so much of his own through his identity of who he is. You know, like Kanye is Kanye. You feel me? So everything that he does is built off of that identity of being Kanye West. You know this nigga gonna say some wild shit. You know this nigga gonna, you know, look crazy sometimes, you know? But at the end of the day, he's still Kanye. You know, it's not like he's switching up. I feel like the only time people can really get canceled is when society feels like they're switching up. You feel me? Like 50 Cent can't get canceled either. This nigga is an asshole, bro. He really seems like an asshole. I don't know him, of course, but the fact that he's been known to do so much antics and petty shit throughout his whole career, you know. No matter what he does, no matter what he says, he can't be canceled. Because he's been that his whole career. Boosie Badass can't be canceled. And thank God, because even though I don't agree with all the shit that nigga says, he speaks his mind. And we need that shit in 2022, bro. Because not enough people are doing that. Because people are too scared to get canceled. Who else? Tyler the Creator only can't get canceled because he's made a transition just in time, right before cancel culture. But at the same time, like I wonder if people would try to actually cancel. Like a lot of his fans are not gonna look back in the past and try to cancel him for his old stuff, like him saying faggot and you know all that type of stuff. Because they became like that was who he was, that was who Tyler the Creator was. He's gonna sling the F word, you know, the gay slur, you feel me? And he's going to talk about rape in a positive way, you know, and murder and everything, every sick thing that you can think about, that's who he was at one point, you know, and he grows to fame because of it, you know, not because people were supporting it, but they like his I don't give a fuck attitude to where he'll cross boundaries and be like, yeah, what's up, you know, what now? Because his whole thing was just triggering people or trying to trigger people. It wasn't that he felt these ways. It obviously homie ain't homophobic if he's a homosexual, you feel me? But that was just his, that's who he was, that's who he built his platform off of. But it would be interesting to see, like, what if he went, if he went back to some of that stuff and they try to cancel him. Because cancel culture acts weird, bro. They look deep into stuff, man. You know, like how they're trying to cancel Joe Rogan. They go, lay, people get bored and they start looking in the, you know, deep in the interwebs, you feel me? To try to find something and cancel you off of him. People, you know how they be, oh, I lost all respect for him. Dwayne Johnson, oh, he said N-word. All right, I lost. He's not my friend no more. You know, because Dwayne Johnson, John Cena, even though I grew up on them niggas and I love them as, you know, wrestling athletes, Them niggas ain't got no principles, bro. They slaves to the whole. They slaves to Hollywood, man. They ain't got no backbone. They gonna bend whenever, you know, there's something going on that's not a popular opinion. They're gonna go with whatever is popular so they can keep their jobs. And they're sellouts, you know, both of them. Which sucks, you know, it's sad to see. But at the same time, I grew up and grew out of, you know, having, trying to have role models and expecting something out of people that I don't know, you know, or expecting anything out of anybody outside of myself because I can't control them. People gonna make their own decisions out of, you know, what they deem is valuable to them and what their goals are in their life. But yeah, cancel culture is stupid. I think that's all I'm gonna say on this one. I don't know what else I gotta say. Let me think, because there was something I wanted to talk about earlier. Yeah, man, I think the whole the how the line is so thin between love and hate, as I was talking about earlier, is really thin. Shit. I wish I. Let me think for a second. Hold on.